Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As is the custom, even on Tuesday, snow notwithstanding, here is Chris Powell from the Journal Inquirer, and that's Journal Inquirer with an I. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Ray.
How are you?
Still dressing myself, sometimes a little earlier than I'd like to.
Are you nice and warm and toasty in your little house?
Actually, today I'm visiting relatives in Florida for another day, but I'll be nice and warm and toasty back home tomorrow, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're in Florida.
Yes.
How are things down there? It's realizing they don't have an income tax, and yet they still have roads. I don't know how they do this.
Well, they have torrential rain, too.
Well, you got that. Yes, exactly right. So you got that hurricane thing, and in the summer, like July, I don't think you want to be there, tell you the truth. All right. Let's get into some of your most recent pieces at journalinquirer.com. Let's see. I do believe Sean Wooden, our state treasurer, and actually Denise Napier, his predecessor, was into this kind of accessible moral investments. In other words, we stay away from bad things. He has said that he wants to divest the state's, pension funds and stuff, out of, for example, like gun makers.
Yeah, at a press conference the other day, he was going to take $30 million or so of state pension investments out of gun manufacturers, nominally on the grounds that gun manufacturing is more financially risky, more liabilities in the business these days. He didn't say that he and his supporters are the ones who are making the business more vulnerable financially. They want legislation that, or court decisions too, I guess, that would allow anybody aggrieved by damage done by a criminal with a gun to sue the manufacturer who made the gun. Of course, that would essentially put gun manufacturers out of business and get around the Second Amendment, which is exactly the objective there. But the thing that kind of set me off about it was Wooden said he was doing this in part to protest the failure of Congress to enact stronger background checks.
Right.
And I just think the background check issue is a little misleading because we already have background checks on the
exactly.
federal level for commercial dealers. The gap really is just in private sales,
right.
I just don't think background checks or the lack of background
no.
checks are the cause of the daily shootings we have in Hartford,
oh, God, no.
and Bridgeport, and New Haven. I think there's bigger issues there, the social disintegration we have and the failure of poverty and drug.
Of course, increasingly so. I've seen a number of cases over the past 2 weeks where somebody uses a knife. So you got that, too.
Yeah, well, there's, big knife crime problems in Britain right now. But, that's social disintegration, too, some of the same
yep.
same reasons. But I think we're looking at the wrong problem here, certainly past the background check extension, but I don't think we're going to get much out of that.
My favorite story this morning, Angela will have it at 7:30, but MDC voted last night to increase water rates, and the reason
there's not enough use.
Yeah, exactly. So for years, they've been saying, don't use so much water. You're wasting this precious resource. Then you do exactly what they say, and then they say, oh, well, we got to charge you more. Come on. Jeez Louise.
But another problem with this gun issue, Ray, is that by some estimates, there are now more guns in civilian hands in the United States than there are civilians.
Great.
Tens of millions of guns.
Collect the set.
In the hands of people who might contemplate using guns for criminal purposes. And you know, that that horse is out of the barn. Background checks are not gonna right. stop them.
And there are people talking, I can't remember who it was, a Buttigieg or something like that. Didn't he say that he thought they should be confiscated, all guns? Good luck.
That's really the issue that we're coming down to.
Of course it is.
You know, background checks are not going to stop much violence here. I think the only thing that would work in terms of, you know, a mechanical law would be confiscation. And do you think you're really going to get that in the United States? And I do have to laugh at liberals a little bit that, you know, they want gun confiscation when Trump is president, and Trump is, you know, a few months ago was musing about becoming president for life like his friend, the president of China, and you want to confiscate guns?
Well, yeah, that's true. What are you going to do? I'll give you a harsh look. Okay. I like this one. Big advantage for truck only. I mean, is it as we suspect? This is just the, how can I say this? The camel's nose under the tent. I mean, is that kind of what we're talking about here with the trucks only?
The perfect revenue raiser for elected officials is one that people can't really see and can't understand, and I think that's really the advantage of putting tolls on trucks only. People will pay for it. The same people will pay for it because the trucking companies will just raise their rates.
Well, they might have to.
Increased rates will be reflected in the prices of all the goods that are trucked into Connecticut right. and sold here, but people will not understand and will not see how they're paying for it, and that's why I think this particular proposal by the governor and the Democrats in the legislature is has you know such prospects. People will not understand it, and they will not see how they are paying more anyway.
Yeah. Well, are you ready for Christmas? Done your shopping, all that stuff. Let's talk about more pleasant things.
I'm getting a little help from my daughter, so thank you for
it. Well, have fun in Florida, buddy. We'll see you back here tomorrow. It's just going to be beautiful.
Tell me another one, right?
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye, Chris. You can read Chris's work at journalinquirer.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.